President Bush said today that the standoff with China over a U.S. surveillance plane could hurt relations between the two countries. An American delegation is pressing China for daily access to the 24-member crew. China continues to insist the United States apologize for the April 1st collision between the American plane and a Chinese fighter. The president spoke with reporters this morning during a cabinet meeting to discuss his budget proposal.
All of us around this table understand diplomacy takes time. But there is a point, the longer it goes, there's a point at which our relations with China could become damaged.
NPR's Peter Kenyon is at the White House. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Obviously, the president knew he was going to get questions on China and on this plane. Why would he do that when the top national security officials all spoke about it yesterday?
Well, I think it's another step in the delicate dance of diplomacy. Basically, we heard yesterday Dick Cheney, Secretary of State Colin Powell, Donald Rumsfeld at Defense, all making similar kinds of comments on the Sunday talk shows. But when the president himself says relations with China could be damaged, that's ratcheting things up one more notch. I think the theme is that there is active diplomacy going on, a lot of action behind the scenes, no reason, therefore, in the U.S. view, to continue holding the troops. Obviously, the Chinese view the situation quite differently.
The Bush administration appears to be feeling its way toward the proper tone to take with Beijing. What do the president's remarks today signal about the current strategy?
Well, this is, after all, the biggest international situation this administration has yet faced. Many of the top foreign policy people come from a time when the U.S. took a harder line as a matter of routine when it comes to China. The first comments from the president on down were fairly harsh. Some said too harsh. Then he backed off a little bit, said we regret the loss of life. Now we're seeing a switch back to a little bit of a harder line again. The president did acknowledge that diplomacy takes time, and he was fairly careful in his remarks. But there is this renewed emphasis on a potential damage to the bilateral relationship if the standoff drags on.
No apology from Washington. That's what China wants.
That's right. There was, however, a letter that went to the widow of the pilot. It was called a humanitarian gesture. Some of her angry comments calling the U.S. cowardly, that they've helped keep anti-American sentiment running high in China. This may be an effort, this letter, to allow Beijing to interpret it as a means of ratcheting down the tensions, could declare the U.S. is showing some contrition, and the Bush administration appears to be trying to give Beijing a way of moving off their position without losing face.
Now, what's the condition of the American crew?
Crew seems to be in very good shape. Bush was briefed this morning by Brigadier General Neil Selak. He's the military attaché at the U.S. Embassy in Beijing. Selak met with the crew members for 40 minutes today. He reportedly told the president the crew's in high spirits and being treated well, which is one way of showing, perhaps, that this that there's no terrible need to bring them home today. And yet there is this ratcheting up of the tensions and the rhetoric is getting higher. And now I think the administration will wait and see how Beijing responds to this.
U.S. diplomats seem to be getting more contact, though.
Yes, I think they do. They want daily contact. So far, they haven't been able to get that. And we'll see as this dance continues whether that situation changes as well.
NPR's Peter Kenyon at the White House.